2 hours and 2 minutes of the silliest radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double dong daring you since 1990. And January Ferry has booked an airplane ticket to do it some more right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, let's just call it 60 minutes, around about the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. We're getting better. I tell you, this community effort at getting me out of the backlog of radio obituaries, it's helping. We've got the backlog under 100 for the first time, and I don't know how long, so that's great. You know, I still don't know how we're going to jam all of them into the next 1, 2, 3, including tonight, episodes. So we'll see how that goes. I should probably be doing all obit shows, but we'll see what happens. Let's see here. So if you're interested in helping out with the obit research, there are instructions pinned at the top of the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. If you'd like to go over there and join that fun and check out how to do all that help out business. Let's see here. What else we got? Might as well mention the calendar. Might as well, because we've got stuff coming up. First off, as much as I hate to say it, I'm going to be out. I can't believe this. I am going to be gone on November 10th. Haven't done the lassoing yet to see who's going to be subbing for us, but work calls, and now that I'm good enough to do things like go upstairs, I have to go. So November 10th, you're going to have somebody sitting in here for me, but just remember that by that time, your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell, he'll be polling you for the radio obituary retrospective to find out which radio obituaries of the previous calendar or obit year, I should say, November 1st through October 31st, which of the obits that occurred in that time you would like to hear retrospected. That's going to be happening throughout the month of November, leading up to the radio obituary retrospective, likely on the Saturday following Thanksgiving. That's November 24th. So be ready for that. If something happens, that will move out to the 1st, but I believe it will be the 24th. We'll just we'll hang tight on that one and see what happens in reality. Then going all the way out to December the 15th, it's the big Christmas Mad Lib. Gosh, I can't believe we're even talking about that right now. January Ferry's going to be live here in the studio, and we'll be carrying on that Bubbles in the Think Tank tradition of the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib. Let's see here. January. Oh, are we really talking about January already? January the 12th, we'll be doing the bee's knees. Don't even pretend like I've got any work done on me figuring out what I liked from the stuff that I got that was released in 2018. Oh, I've just exhausted myself. I should probably start doing tonight's radio show and stop focusing on the future. We'll go to feed the pig later. Don't worry about that. But tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, we're doing a show that we've promised ourselves that we would do for, 10, 12, 15, 20 years now. I don't even know. Do I have to know these things? I hope I don't, because I don't. Just know, it's time for you to dance here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ricky Bates.
Rhythm. Let those feet alone now. Buck dance rhythm. Buck dance rhythm. Buck dance rhythm. Let them feet go now. Buck, turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them run. Cause then people on the floor beating out, raining and grooving. Buck dance rhythm. Buck dance rhythm. Buck dance rhythm. Yes, yes, oh.
Gigi Dunhill in one act for Eight Albatrosses in the Reservoir. The part of Pooch was played by a frying pan. The other parts of Pooch were played by...
Take off your shoes!
Let's do the bop. Take off your shoes, girl. Let's do the slop. If you want to put your arms around her waist, if you want your cheek up against her face, if you want to turn her blood right in the steam, if you want to tell her she's your only dream, if you've got the lovey bug and you want to get a hug. Mama won't let you take her out, if you wanna teach her what it's all about, that will show that she means the most to you. That's the only way you'll get her close to you. If you can't afford a movie and you want to get real groovy, take off your shoes, girl. Let's do the bop. Take off your shoes, girl. Let's do the slop.
There's a lot of happy folk songs, songs of great heroes, great national events. And on the other hand, there are many sad folk songs about, well, laments of cowboys who lost their sweethearts.
There's some about diseases.
Well, there are all types of folk songs. Like I say, there's none about, I mean, they're not all about shootings and things like that.
There's some about diseases. Some folk songs about diseases.
Okay, what kind of disease?
There's some folk songs about diseases.
Well, I've never heard any about diseases.
Well, there's
well, what kind of disease is there a song about? I want to know, is there a disease or isn't there a disease?
There's a folk song about the scurvy. Guess I told you. See, you didn't think there was any folk song.
What's the name of it?
There's a folk song about scurvy.
There isn't any folk song about the scurvy.
There is.
I've never heard of a song about scurvy. It
wasn't a big hit. I mean, so folk song about scurvy. We even had a dance about it.
Oh,
it's called a scurvy dance.
Oh, the scurvy song and a scurvy dance. I bet
yeah,
you.
The groovy scurvy, we call it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a song about scurvy. I was at a dance one time, and we were doing a scurvy, scurvy dance, and someone told me about the history of the folk song about scurvy.
Well, what's the name of the song? Or is it a dance? What is it, a dance or a song? Which is it?
It's a dance and a song.
Which was first, the song or the dance?
No, the song came first, and the dance followed up because it was such a popular disease.
Well, how did it go? Can you sing it a little bit?
Well, I don't want to sing it.
What's the name of the song?
Scurvy with a Fringe on the Top.
Now that is ridiculous.
No, that dance, actually, Dickie, the dance, we used to, all us folk singers that were out preserving our rich heritage, we used to get together. And we have to do the scurvy dance. We'd dance around, all of us would dance around in a big circle. We'd dance around and around and scream and yell and fall down. We dance around a ascorbic acid bottle.
But wait a minute, now that is ridiculous.
Well, you know why it's ridiculous?
Why is it ridiculous?
Because I made it up.
I wear contact lenses. My fingernails are false. I have a spastic colon. What does he see in me? They play the tango now, and I am in his arms. I hear him praising my abundant charms, though it appears I raise his temperature. I'm not so sure. I'm insecure. Why does he hold me close? Why does he bite my neck? Ooh, ah, maybe he needs a loan to pay the check. What motive underlies this overture? I'm not so sure. I'm insecure. Tonight he met my sister. He seemed overly happy to meet her. Is it my sister he yearns for? She is only 12, but so was Lolita. And now we're face to face. He's looking most enrapt. Maybe he's seeing if my teeth are capped. I'm sure he's paranoid, my paramour. But I'm not sure. I'm insecure. Ah, there's a rip in my stocking. I knew I never should have had my ears pierced. Well, can I help it if I can't brush after every meal? I must protect my heart. I mustn't let it stir. He loves his mother and I look like her. He's not a beau at all. He's just a boor. But I'm not sure, I'm sure. I'm not even sure I'm insecure. I wonder what he meant by that.
Professor? Everyone has dreams, it seems, from president right down to plumber. In comes the morning, in the light. Well, who's to say whose dreams is dumber? Now, I may be a fool, but at least I'm a man. And last night, half crazy, I came up with this plan. Well, my dreams are sad. It's a problem that's eternal. So I took a little ad and put it in the journal. Opportunities for the girls who live in dreams. And when the girls come by for their audition, I'm going to say, girls, well, this will be your mission. You're to be the tops in all my schemes. Here's a little job that you can sleep on and you won't be fired. Clothes were made to wear and keep on up until retired. And honey, you've been hired for dancing in the nude, in the bushes and flowers, just like straight from the shower. Dance nude all night. I told the girls they could be promoted maybe to the daydream team and be my loving baby. That the future all depends on how they dance. Oh, think if you had a dream eternal from a little lad that you saw in the journal. Honey, just keep on your toes and not your pants. If you choose to do the hula, well, please don't wear your hula skirt. You'll be making tons of moolah, so for now you can lose your shirt. Girl, you can't get hurt by dancing in the nude, in the bushes and flowers, just like straight from the shower. Yeah. Chorus dance, nude all night. Help me off my shirt now.
Favorite dance, a kind of livestock.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that was Paulette. She was just here in the studio last week. It feels like a million years ago. I miss being able to see Paulette every single day, as I was able to do for about 5 days last week. Why'd she have to go? It was great having Paulette around, and I'm so glad so many of you got to see her on that little mini East Coast tour. That was fun. Thank you all for the support of Paulette, and I'm sure that over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, there are probably links and such to go check out her catalog. Hint, hint. If you want to save yourself some money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. This is a message from all of your green friends here at WMFO in Medford. So much more silliness to go, as usual, followed by the radio obituaries with their own bits of silliness floating around in there. You know, with being down and not being able to walk and do things for as long as I was unable to walk and do things this year, I have a little list of things that I want to do more going forward. And one of the things is more music with more people. That's on the list on my refrigerator. I see it every day. So I'm going to go see Jonathan Richman this week. So there, at the Midway, the Middle East in Cambridge. Wednesday night is the night I think I'm going. It'd be lovely to see you there. In the meantime, enjoy a little JoJo right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, they're not trying on the dance floor, no. They're just moving slow. They're not trying much, they're on the floor. And they're moving me more. They're just hanging around the bar. And they're your dancing stars. They're not trying on the dance floor, no. They're just moving slow. Doing no one thing that I could mention. They're not trying to get your attention, and they're not showing you all they got. They don't care if you're there or not, like Sheboygan or Eau Claire. They're just there. They're not trying on the dance floor, no. They're just moving slow. I'm sure they're not showing you all they got. They don't care if you're there or not. Oh, they're not moving very much. They just have that certain touch, and that's really all there is to it. If they don't feel it, they won't do it. Like Centralia or Duluth, well, they're telling you the truth. They're not trying on the dance floor, no. They're just moving slow. They're not trying much, they're on the floor, and they're moving me more.
Mm-hmm. Miss Audrey Letta was hailed in court because she did a shake. She asked the judge to be a sport and give her just one break. She said, I'm not George Washington, but I can't tell a lie. When you see me making motions, here's the reason why. When my shoulders begin to shake like a boat out on the lake, and I wiggle just like a snake, it's just the St. Vitus dance. Everybody that's in this town knows I'm poor and I'm all run down. Honest, I ain't just messing around. It's just the St. Vitus dance. When it comes to stealing, I just lose control. When I get that feeling, my eyes begins to roll. Lots of folks I see each day think I lead a life so gay. The reason why I shake this way is just the St. Vitus dance. Just lose control. When I get that feeling, my eyes begins to roll. Lots of folks I see each day think I lead a life so gay. The reason why I shake this way is just the St. Vitus dance.
I'll see tonight will be made up for origami.
Tell the fellas, make it understood. It ain't no good if there's too much wood. Make sure you know before you go. The dance floor rojo ratio 5-1 is a rodeo. Test even like it's time to go. Wait outside all night to find 20 dudes in a conga line.
Too many dicks on the dance floor.
Easy to fix.
Too many dicks on the dance floor.
Spread out the dicks.
Too many dudes with too many dicks. Too close to my shit. Too hard to meet chicks. I need better arms, more broad, less rods.
Too many men, too many boys, too many misters, not enough sisters, too much time on too many hands. Not enough ladies, too many men, not enough ladies, too many men, not enough ladies, too many men, too many men, too many men.
Song.
Too many dicks on the too many dicks.
at this dance.
I'm gonna dance with the guy who sprung me.
She threw a glance that stung me. She parked her gum and then she said, I'm gonna dance with a guy what brung me. You got a nerve to speak to me. You don't look like no cheat to me. I'd like to know who sent for you. And what's more, you're no gentleman. I'm very strict with etiquette. Some things I won't allow, boy. Know all my P's and Q's. I'll bet you're just a drugstore cowboy. So take your hand right off my arm. To me, you're just a false alarm. Go take the air. Say, can't you see? I'm gonna dance with a guy what brung me.
Down on some Deutsch?
Yeah!
And let's do the funky polka! It's time for fun, not time for jazzercise. It's time for sun, not go to tanning salon. Good times have begun, no time to wonder why. Let's do,
yeah!
The funky polka! Let's have a ball, it's frolic time right now for all. Come on, you babes, from infancy to old and gray, raise a toast of cheer. Remember why we drink it here. Let's do the funky polka. Some schnitzel and an apple strudel, then clink our steins. Toss a rabbit in a vat of brine. Ach du lieber, what joy for all, not just the hoi polloi. Let's do the funky polka.
Dancing pig, he's the barnyard Mr. Big. Cincinnati dancing pig with his wiggity jiggity 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 jig jig jig. children yell and clap and sing when he does his buckin' wing. Cincinnati dancing pig with his wiggity jiggity 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 jig jig. Dancing bears and kangaroos have a lot on the ball. But until you dig that remarkable pig, you ain't seen nothing at all. From Duluth to Birmingham, he's the pork chop dapper Dan. He's the keenest hog of what am. Cincinnati dancing pig with his wiggity jiggity jig jig jig. Have a lot on the ball, but until you dig that remarkable pig, you ain't seen nothing at all. From Duluth to Birmingham, he's the pork chop dapper Dan. He's the keenest ham what am, a Cincinnati dancing pig with his wiggity jiggity jig jig jig. Why, that's the dance in this ham, what am?
You might not have thought of it yourself, but a ballet performance is the perfect place for a pickup because the audience is usually 50% girls who want to be ballerinas themselves. Furthermore, most men won't be caught dead at the ballet, so you'll have very little competition. You'll be the only bull in this field of highly sexed girls. Arrive at the theater a little early and get an inexpensive balcony seat on the aisle. This way you'll be able to look over the girls as they come in. Get a program so you can learn some of the names of the dancers. The girls in the audience are crazy about the dancers, so you have to seem interested too. Check out some of the dancers' past performances and memorize a few facts. Now sit back and enjoy the show. You don't make your move until intermission. This is how Jeff, who works the ballet matinees in New York City, handled it recently after he'd picked out a tall blonde in the lobby who was wearing a sexy purple leotard.
Say, I've just got to talk to somebody about how great Joanna Weber was in that last number. I mean, she was really out of sight.
Yes, she was quite good.
I mean, you didn't love her? She was fantastic, just fantastic. Better than when I saw her in Swan Lake.
You saw her in Swan Lake, too?
Sure. I'm a real fan of Joanna's. You know, you look a lot like her. You've got the same grace and blonde hair.
Really?
Jeff had noticed this girl looked like Joanna Weber, and he's right to remark on it, because any girl in that audience would love to be compared to such a beautiful dancer.
But didn't you think Joanna was great? I mean, I haven't seen her do a pas de deux like that since her New Year's Eve performance last year.
You saw her New Year's Eve performance?
Sure. Didn't you?
Oh, I wanted to, but I had a date.
And so did I, but I came to the ballet first. I don't miss a Joanna Weber performance just for a date.
Oh, I wish I'd been able to come.
Now the girl is really impressed. Here's a man who does what she likes to do. And since so few men take her interest in the dance seriously, she's already hung up on Jeff.
You must be a dancer yourself.
How did you know?
It's easy to tell.
It is?
Sure. You walked in here the same way Joanna Weber walked out for her curtain call. Poised and together.
Thank you.
Where do you study?
At the Modern Ballet School on Fifth Avenue.
Say, that's right near where I live.
Jeff doesn't live anywhere near there. But until he has his chick in the palm of his hand, he's playing it safe. And he's playing it right, because listen.
We're neighbors then, because I live near there too in a little studio apartment.
Say, why don't I give you a lift home after the show?
Oh, that would be very nice.
Okay, I'll meet you right here after the show.
The intermission's over and a perfect pickup begun. All Jeff had to do was act as if he knew something about the ballet, and the rest followed naturally. This chick was waiting for a man with some interest in dancing, and now she has the whole second half of the show to realize how special he is. Most guys don't think of the ballet as a pickup spot. Now you know better. Remember, girls who do difficult dance exercises all day long want to relax and enjoy their bodies in the evening. And why shouldn't you relax with them? Let's cut back to Jeff and his blonde chick in the cab going home.
And I thought Joanna was at the top of her form in the first half, but she outdid herself in that last act.
Oh, I'm so glad you enjoyed it. I love the ballet.
You're really into dance, aren't you?
Well, I want to be as good as Joanna Weber someday.
I bet you're already just as good as she is in some ways.
Well, I can mix a good drink. Would you like to come up for one?
That would be a perfect nightcap.
Now Jeff can take her anywhere from here. She'll do anything for a man who thinks she's a natural dancer and a star. Why not? He appreciates her. And girls like to be appreciated, just like everybody does. Catch the ballet next time it comes to your town. You'll have a ball.
My spaceship crashed in a foreign land. Not much here to see, just rocks and sand. And I'm feeling that we're not all alone as we walk down into the forbidden zone. The planet of the apes. Subway lines don't run here no more. And a mutant race is out to start a war. When they bring out a bomb and start to pray, I'm thinking, this is not my day. It's not too smart to fight gorillas anyway. And these are some who could join the NRA. Now I know there are very few escapes from beneath the planet of the apes.
Don't like the records that do things they should do. You know what? You're handsome. You know what? Too handsome. But oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not a special.